people in emergency rooms are people who are experiencing homelessness. And then because they've not had access to basic health care, they're often, again, hospitalized. And then they have to stay in a hospital longer than the typical patient because they can't be sent home to recover and be cared for in home. So they end up staying longer, costing more. But yet at the end of the day, they are discharged back to homelessness. We're not using these key opportunities, like when someone is hospitalized, as an opportunity to solve their homelessness problem. So we're contributing to the revolving door by ignoring the underlying sort of social determinant of their health services, which is that they don't have somewhere to live, they can't organize routine care or take care of themselves, you know, with daily needs. And it's a sad, tragic situation, and it's not good for them, it's not good for society, it's not good for taxpayers.
Since hospitals are a temporary band-aid and not a permanent solution, these people are often prematurely placed in state-run nursing homes or are shipped back to homeless shelters, both of which are already overwhelmed and don't have the necessary resources to properly care for them. Many homeless shelters have bunk beds, communal showers, and tight spaces that aren't safe for older Americans with health issues.
In some cases, this causes shelters to have to turn people away, knowing that they're not safe for them. But then that elder instead is left living outside on our streets.
With no one to turn to and nowhere left to go, many in this group live out their last days cold, hungry, suffering, and in pain. In some cases, they're targeted and assaulted because they're too weak to fight back.
Our studies have shown astronomically high death rates. Interestingly, if you look at the people 50 and over who are homeless, if you were first homeless after 50, you're at an even higher risk of dying than those folks who were first homeless before 50 and remained homeless.
In the end, it all comes back to a lack of affordable housing. Millions of Americans are being priced out of their rentals and homes because of continuously rising costs. For lower-income older adults living paycheck to paycheck or on a fixed retirement income, this can all too quickly lead to homelessness.
There is no county in this country where people can afford to live on a minimum wage. In California, where I live, there are only 24 units of housing that are available and affordable for every 100 extremely low-income households. Extremely low-income households are households that make less than 30% of the area median income. What we see is just this abdication of responsibility. Only one in four households that meet the very strict criteria to receive rental assistance receive it.
Culhane agrees with Kuchel and says that there needs to be big policy changes in Washington. These people have worked hard for decades, and now we're letting them fall through the cracks.
There needs to be a political coalition of folks who agree that we should not have elderly or disabled people living destitute on our streets. And about 60% of the adult homeless population is either elderly or disabled. And it means our social insurance system is broken and it's going to have to be fixed. We need to develop more political will to fix the safety net for elderly and disabled people.
To find out more about this topic, links to resources and our guests, Dr. Margot Kuchel and Dennis Culhane, head to viewpointsradio.org. The story was written and produced by our executive producer, Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price. This segment is brought to you by the Capital One Venture X card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy, plus get access to over 1,300 airport lounges and a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Coming up, should Americans with felony convictions be able to vote? When Viewpoints returns.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, starting trouble. No one likes that. We can get you set up for some stronger starts. You might just need a fresh charge, and we can take care of that free of charge. But if it is time for a new battery, we've got replacement batteries that'll fit your needs, starting at just $79.99. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down. Covered by the Verizon 5G network. And for less than $30 a month, we make your phone your ride or die. Switch now and pick a free 5G phone with qualified plan purchase. And your fourth line at no additional cost. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
Nowadays, most value menus are just kind of menus. Unless you're at KFC. With Taste of KFC deals, you can get a hot, juicy drumming thigh, hand-breaded in 11 herbs and spices, a side of creamy mashed potatoes and gravy, and a flaky, buttery biscuit for just $4.99. Son of a bucket, that's a good deal. Taste of KFC deals. Available all day, every day. Only at KFC. It's finger-licking good. Prices, participation, and product offering may vary. Tax, tips, and fees, extra.
The Radio Health Journal podcast gives listeners the latest news on what's trending in health, science, technology, and more.
Why are certain providers and medical doctors not listening to family members who have lived through a disease path for such a long time?
Featuring medical experts who break down complex topics in a way that's easy to understand. Radio Health Journal podcast, available wherever you find your favorite podcasts and at radiohealthjournal.org.
In May, Donald Trump became the first former U.S. president to be convicted of a felony. As a current presidential candidate, questions began swirling if he'd be able to continue his campaign. Turns out there are no laws barring those with felony convictions from running for president. But there are laws preventing them from voting. This means that in November, Trump may join millions of Americans who are unable to cast a vote.
Today, it's estimated that 4.4 million individuals cannot vote because of their felony convictions. This figure, it includes both individuals who are currently incarcerated, but also folks who are formerly incarcerated as well. And so perhaps to contrary public perception, the vast majority of individuals that are still disenfranchised are out of prison and have completed their sentences, including probation, parole, or any other community supervision.
That's Reginald Thedford Jr., legal counsel on the Restore Your Vote team at the Campaign Legal Center, a nonprofit government watchdog group. Right now, laws in 48 states prevent people with felony convictions from voting. In 22 states, voting rights are only restricted while in prison. This includes New York, where Trump was convicted. In 15 states, parole and probation must be completed before voting rights are restored. And in 11 states, voting rights are still denied even after completing prison, parole, or probation sentences. While the majority of states restore voting rights after a sentence is finished, this process is much harder than many realize.
You have to finish your term of parole or your term of probation. And that's something that we've been trying to draw attention to in general, because probation and parole have some pretty strict requirements that are often basically setting up people to fail when you also consider how difficult it is to reenter society from prison. Because, for instance, if you're on parole, you're coming back from prison, you have to, in many states, you have to maintain housing, you have to maintain employment, you have to do regular check-ins with your parole officer, you have to pay pretty steep fees. Meanwhile, on probation, which is an alternative sentence to incarceration, people on probation typically have anywhere from 18 to 20 different requirements that they have to comply with on any given day.
That's Wanda Bertram, communications strategist at the Prison Policy Initiative. On top of completing probation or parole, in states like Florida, criminal justice debt must be paid before voting rights are fully restored. These requirements make it very difficult, if not impossible, for many to restore this freedom. But those with felony convictions aren't the only ones facing barriers to voting. Bertram says that many people in jail on election day also can't vote, even though they haven't been convicted of a crime.
It's less well known, but it's still important that people who are not necessarily convicted of a crime, but who happen to be in jail on election day, are effectively barred from voting. So local jails, you know, your local county jail holds people mostly who are being held pretrial. They haven't been convicted yet. And most of those folks in most states, we've estimated, are still voter eligible by law. On Election Day this November, there's going to be about 650,000 people across the country who are being held in local jails. And most of those people are voter eligible, but they won't be able to cast a ballot.
While some people support expanding voting rights to those currently and previously incarcerated, others maintain that not having this right is an appropriate punishment for committing a crime. If people with criminal convictions disregard the law, why should they have a say in the lawmaking process?
The most common argument about taking the franchise away from people who are convicted of felonies is, by committing a crime against society, you have lost your right to participate in the society. And that's an argument that actually extends past voting and has also been used to justify things like prohibiting people with felony convictions from serving on juries, right? Which means that some of the people who are most knowledgeable about the criminal justice system and its perils and its errors are not able to be part of the criminal procedure.
Another critique is that by breaking the law, people convicted of crimes have shown that they don't care about participating in civic life. But there's actually evidence that this isn't true. In 2019, Cook County Jail in Chicago became the country's first jail-based polling place, and voter turnout surprised many experts.
Studies are showing that folks incarcerated at Cook County are voting at higher rates than the actual city of Chicago. And so what we're seeing is this debunking of the theory or idea that folks incarcerated don't want to participate, they lack the knowledge, to whatever it may be.
That being said, if you commit a crime, there are going to be consequences. However, it's important to remember that prisons are supposed to rehabilitate, not just punish. Thedford says that allowing people with felony convictions to vote helps them reintegrate into communities and feel like productive members of society rather than outcasts.
There are studies that show that restoration increases success on reentry and makes people feel part of their community and ultimately increasing public safety. And what we want and what we want to prioritize for folks who are incarcerated is rehabilitation rather than punishment. And I think we've gotten so used to in America with our criminal legal system to punish individuals that we forget that in order for folks to come out and be productive members of society, we need to increase practices and methods that provide rehabilitation.
He adds that current voting restrictions also disproportionately affect people of color. On average, African American adults are excluded at a rate that's 3 times higher than all other Americans.
We know that Black people are disproportionately locked up. And in addition, if you look at the states that still have harsh voter disenfranchisement laws on the books, there are states like Virginia, Mississippi, Alabama, states that are well known for having high rates of incarceration, and particularly states that have large Black populations.
And none of this is going unnoticed. On both the state and federal level, progress is being made to expand voting rights to people with felony convictions. While it doesn't look like any bills will pass before November, it's promising that significant change will be made for future elections.
At the federal level, there have been a few pieces of legislation that have been introduced. One, the Democracy Restoration Act, which has been introduced for several years. And essentially that would re-enfranchise folks who have not finished probation and parole, but those who are living in their communities and no longer incarcerated. At the state level, there have been several wins over the last few years, and there's actually a trend for expanding access to the ballot for folks with felony convictions.
Just this year, California, New York, Massachusetts, Illinois, and Oregon have introduced bills with provisions to expand voting rights. And in addition to legislation, governors of states like Virginia and Kentucky have issued executive orders that have re-enfranchised thousands of people convicted of felonies. Bertram says these steps will all help to strengthen American democracy. As a country, she believes we need more voices to be heard, not less.
We are nearly unparalleled as a democracy in how few people turn out to vote. We need more people coming out to vote, not fewer, right? And in particular, if we want to be pushing for social justice, we need more people coming out to vote. So these are really counterproductive laws from that standpoint. It's also just unfair. There's, you know, when you commit a crime, you receive a sentence. That sentence is your punishment. The judge does not, you know, say, and in addition, I don't want you to vote. And there's a good reason why they can't say that. They can't say it because that is a basic right that is enshrined in our Constitution for everyone. No matter what you did, you should be able to cast a ballot.
To find out more about Reginald Thedford Jr., Wanda Bertram, and all our featured guests, visit viewpointsradio.org. For more behind the scenes and to support our show, follow Viewpoints Radio on X, Facebook, and Instagram. This segment was written and produced by Grace Galanti. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Studio production by Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
Life hack number 7, get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Nowadays, most value menus are just kind of menus. Unless you're at KFC. With Taste of KFC deals, you can get a hot, juicy drumming thigh, hand-breaded in 11 herbs and spices, a side of creamy mashed potatoes and gravy, and a flaky, buttery biscuit for just $4.99. Son of a bucket, that's a good deal. Taste of KFC deals. Available all day, every day. Only at KFC. It's finger-licking good. Prices, participation, and product offering may vary. Tax, tips, and fees extra.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. Extreme, unrelenting heat during the summer months is just part of the new norm in many areas across the South and West, where it was already hot to begin with and now feels unbearable to be outside for even a few minutes. So far this summer, more than 2,500 towns across the U.S. have matched or broken their all-time heat records. Earlier this month, Palm Springs in California topped a new high of 124 degrees. Las Vegas in Nevada also set a record of 120 degrees, according to the National Weather Service. And it's not just singular days or weeks of extreme heat anymore. In many communities, these triple-digit temperatures are lingering for months. Last year, more than 2,300 people died from complications stemming from excessive heat exposure. This is an all-time record for heat-related deaths, according to the CDC data. Yet experts are already predicting that this year will end in a high number. If you're heading outside, even if it's for 20 or 30 minutes, take extra precautions. Always pack more water than you think, wear light-colored, breathable clothing, and tell at least 2 people where you're going. Keep an eye out for symptoms of heat exhaustion like heavy sweating, nausea, dizziness, muscle spasms, and red skin patches that appear in clusters. That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. The New York Times recently published a list of the 100 greatest books of the 21st century so far. Admittedly, I haven't read all of the books on the list, but I have read a bunch. The Great Believers by Rebecca Mackay is incredible. Ditto The Road by Cormac McCarthy. But inevitably, the list just made me think about some of my favorite books that didn't get a mention. So here are 3 more of the best books of the century, according to me. First, Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close by Jonathan Safran Foer tells the story of Oscar, a precocious 9-year-old boy who lost his father in 9/11 and is on a quest to find what lock is opened by a strange key his father left behind. The novel also features a timeline about Oscar's grandparents and the firebombing of Dresden during World War II. It includes plenty of tender, open-hearted writing that will absolutely devastate you, but in exactly the right way. The second book on my list is I'm Thinking of Ending Things by Ian Reid, which is maybe the most unsettling book I've ever read. And I read a lot of horror. The book is about a man bringing his girlfriend to meet his parents on their farm for what turns out to be a creepy and disastrous trip. Full of tension and musings on the nature of a relationship heading south, Reed's novel is short enough to read in one sitting, but creepy enough that I had to put it down a few times. And finally, my favorite book of the century to date is Stephen King's 11/22/63. King himself submitted a ballot for the New York Times list and controversially included a work of his own, Under the Dome. But for my money, 11/22/63 is the superior work. The novel is about a man who goes through a time portal to 1958 to stop the assassination of John F. Kennedy. While that's the premise, the trick of the book is that it's actually just about living in the past. Full of rich details from the 50s and 60s, 11/22/63 is at times a romance and at times a pulse-pounding sci-fi novel that doesn't overstay its welcome, even at 849 pages. Interestingly, Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, I'm Thinking of Ending Things, and 11/22/63 have all been adapted to the screen. But I don't think any of those adaptations come even close to the magic of the source novels. And I think even viewers of those adaptations will find plenty to love in the original texts. I'm Evan Rook.
Life hack number 7, get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
The Radio Health Journal podcast gives listeners the latest news on what's trending in health, science, technology, and more.
Certainly, we all want to see suicide prevention, and I'm certain that it does work to a degree. It's when I hear that all suicides are preventable that it makes me bristle, because they are not.
Featuring medical experts who break down complex topics in a way that's easy to understand. Radio Health Journal podcast, available wherever you find your favorite podcasts and at radiohealthjournal.org.
And that's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
My baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5, ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near 5th Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this shit again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh Lord. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round. We need plenty more. Two stepping on the table. She don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near 5th Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more.
Oh my good Lord. Tell them drink some. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey.
It's summertime.
Beers, partying, vacation,
beach, bonfires at night.
98 Q Country.
After a few drinks, it's always the same thing. We find ourselves lost in conversation at the bar. Then after a few songs, the kind that you hold on, we find ourselves leaning up against my car. Should've stopped that one, say goodbye, giving up that two. If we didn't want to wind up falling into my bed like we always do. After a few, oh, after a few, we always take it way too far, where it's too much to resist. We always make it way too hard to walk away after that third kiss. We pretend that we'll be fine. Thank you.
98 Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Me like molasses, slow and sweet, just right. She's an endless all year summer, yeah, sunshine 365. When she forgets the punchline, it still gets me every time. Cause I love every little, every little, every little thing about her. Love, and just a little, just a little, just a little ain't enough. I gotta get her, gotta get her, get a little more.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Baby girl, you out your mind, you way too good for me. Thinking about the day we met, you could have just ignored me. Here I am, laying next to you, looking extra cute in the morning. Looking back all through the past, everything before you was boring. You're the type people wishing they'd sit next to on a flight. Top of list, who I wanna wash up on an island with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls in magazines. You're still a mystery. What's someone as beautiful as you doing right around with someone like me? I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get up and leave. What's someone as beautiful as you doing waking up with someone like me? Ain't gonna lie, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get up and leave. As you could just fall out of the blue. When you're walking around in my sweater, girl, there's no better view. Spend the rest of forever just treasuring you. Oh, I follow you wherever, and you know that's the truth, yeah. You're the type people wishing they'd sit next to on a flight. Top of list, who I wanna spend like every second with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls up on the screen. Still a mystery. What's someone as beautiful as you?
This is Drew Baldridge.
She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
A long-lived cowgirl. Never gonna settle on down, girl.
Thanks for cranking the country.
I just love it.
98Q Country.
I never stay in one place too long. A dirt road singing me a siren song. I gotta find a field. I need to spin my wheels. I got a hankering for four wide tires, and I can't help it. It's the way I'm wired. Boy, you get too close. Boy, you need to know. I got a heart like a truck.
Country on your radio at 98.3 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store. 98Q Country.
Hey, girl.
your name. It's so loud in here, I can't hear a thing. But I sure do like your style. And I can see you came to rock in your blue jeans and white tank top. Man, that look drives me wild. And it's, hey now, here we go, DJ. Don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Been here since the sun went down. Be here when it comes back around. Hooked all week, it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit sideways. Y'all take that redneck stuff outside. That's what parking lots are for. But once you're out, you ain't coming back. Velvet roof ain't got no slack. Man, they're busting down the door. And it's, hey now, here we go, DJ. Don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Been here since the sun went down. Be here when it comes back around. Hurt all week, it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit sideways. Sideways.
That's right.
Gotta make them wanna, gotta make them wanna come back for more. Hey now, here we go, DJ. Don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Been here since the sun went down. Be here when it comes back around. Worked all week, it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit sideways.
Weekends never sounded so good. 98 Q Country.
I know I might look like another ball cap on a bar stool underneath the PBR line. Saying everything out of the moon to get you into my arms tonight. You probably heard it all a thousand times, but it ain't what it looks like. Girl, let me tell you what it looks like. You look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a truck bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking. I don't turn into two. You look like I'm gonna wind up missing you. I gotta tell you, baby, I've been the kind of boy your daddy never wanted you to go and fall in love with. The kind of boys you're probably done with their dumb shit. I bet you heard the stories and can't say I'm proud of that, but I've turned the page on the old me. Now I ain't looking back. You look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a chug bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking. But girl, the hard truth is that this night don't turn into two. You look like I'm gonna wind up missing. Missing you in the morning, probably for the next few years. When I look back on it, I'll still see you right here. And you look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. And you look like wine in a truck bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking. But girl, the
hard truth is if this night don't turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing you. Wind up missing you. Wind up missing you.
This is Dave from Kurt's Island Sports Shop with your weekly fishing report from Kurt's Island Sports Shop in Minocqua.
Even in the midst of summer, things can sometimes be a hit or miss. A cooling off one day, surface temps dropped 4 degrees in one night, high skies expected necessarily welcome, changing winds, full moon, etc. With fishing, it's always something, though at least in the summer, there's more consistency. Largemouth bass has been on the decline, it's still doing okay, but the typical weed bites using wacky worms and drop shotting craw imitations, using live bait with the leeches and crawlers on a 16 ounce weedless jig has been also good. And then in the evening, keep doing them topwaters. Smallmouth is good. It's a bit better on most lakes than the largemouth. Deep rock humps using drop shots with plastic craws and minnows or Ned rigging has produced some dandy fish, even up to 21 inches in this last week. Working tubes along the coontail edges about 14 feet has worked as well. Have a rod set up with walking the dog type bait on calm days ready for action as schools chase minnows on the surface. Time to clean out the bait shop's closet. We're having our second ever barn sale August 2nd and 3rd from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and August 4th from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. This will not be held at the bait shop itself. It will be on County J at our barn. It's 92388 County Highway J in Woodruff. It's just off the corner of Highway 47 and County J. This has been Dave with your Kurt's Island Sports Shop fishing report, and good luck, anglers.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurt's Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurt's pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurt's Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
Stand out in the community with a retail partnership sponsorship at the 71st Annual Flamborama, one of Wisconsin's longest-running celebrations. Gain recognition through the chamber and civic media like 98Q Country, reaching 18 counties. Contact the chamber office today at 715-762-2703 or visit us on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Meet our new chamber director, Courtney, and grab our community coupon books at half price, now only $10, packed with savings from local businesses. Join the chamber today for a thriving business tomorrow.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Water.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear, warm, and muggy tonight with a low in the low 60s. Mostly sunny, hot, and humid for the weekend, highs in the mid-80s. Storms possible Sunday night, Monday. Highs in the low 80s. Most of the rest of next week looks drier and staying warm. It's 63 right now.
Here's new country making a splash.
Hey guys, I'm Post Malone.
Definitely the hottest.
You don't get to care where I'm waking.
It's just this great music.
98Q Country.
Let your boys be country. Let them keep that red dirt on his boots. Make him proud of that middle nowhere he's got down in his roots. Let him work in the hayfield sweating for a little summer cash. Raise them hard, raise them tough, bring them up to have their brothers back. Let them ride around in trucks making back road noise. Let them hang out on Friday, get wild with the boys. Let them go to the woods in the cold, paint it up camo. Country.
turn her down a cold beer. Tell them there ain't nothing greener than the grass you're standing on right here. Let them ride round in trucks, making back road noise. Let them hang out on Friday, get a wild with the boys. Let them go to the woods in the cold, painted up camo green. He's damn proud to be. Mamas, let your boys let him drive around in trucks, making back road noise. Let him hang out on Friday, get wild with the boys. Let him go to the woods in the cold, painted up camo green. Mamas, let your boys be country. Let your boys be country.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
I saw Star Wars at least 8 times, had the Pac-Man pattern memorized. I've seen the stuff they put inside Stretch Armstrong, yeah. Well, I was Roger Staubach in my backyard, had a shoebox full of baseball cards and a couple of Evel Knievel scars on my right arm. Well, I was a kid when Elvis died and my mama cried. It was 1970-something in the world that I grew up in. Farrah Fawcett hairdo days, bell bottoms and 8-track tapes. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. But I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1970-something. It was the dawning of a new decade. We got our first microwave. Dad broke down and finally shaved the most sideburns off. I took the stickers off of my Rubik's Cube. Watched MTV all afternoon. My first love was Daisy Duke and them cut-off jeans. The space shuttle fell out of the sky and the whole world cried. In the world that I grew up in, skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. And oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something. I got a mortgage and an SUV, but all this responsibility makes me wish sometimes. It was 1980-something in the world that I grew up in. Skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1970-something. Oh, it was 19-something.
your favorites, your classics, your country. 98 Q Country.
They came in thinking top dollar to that old cotton crop farmer. They knocked on his screen door and he said, Lord, what you need, boys? And they said, you know all the others went and cashed out. We got the subdivision all mapped out. It'll sit right here on this land. And you could leave town a rich man. And he said, boys, whatever you're offering, it won't be enough. 'Cause I got a little girl that used to swing right there. I still see her pink bow in her brown hair. She's in the big city, but she still calls home. What's she gonna do if she comes back and we're gone? And over there under that white oak tree, beneath the crosses where my best buddy's buried, lasted 13 hunting seasons running strong. Keep your money, 'cause a man can't leave his dog. And over there's where I got down on one knee. You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap. One man smiled and he kind of looked away. The other said, before we go, I gotta know one thing. Between the droughts and the floods through all the years, what in the world got you through? How the hell'd you get here? And he said, that little girl that used to swing right there, I still see her pink bow in her brown hair. Running up after one of them long days, her big smile making every little worry fade. And over there under that white oak tree, beneath the cross where my best buddy's buried, all them hunting seasons freezing in a John boat, me and him double barrel in a two-stroke.